Negro Diamonds.
Negro Diamonds. Did you get my message? Did you get my message? I sent you a video of her story last night. And the caption read, I'm ready to cheat. Fuck out of here.
Whose story?
Hers.
From last night. She said she's ready to cheat.
I'm ready to cheat. No, I'm ready to cheat. That's the caption. I'm ready to cheat.
Okay. And she put that on her. You said she put on her story?
No. I screen recorded her story. And the caption I got is I'm ready to cheat.
Oh, okay. What was she talking about on there?
Oh, my. You can watch.
I don't need to.
If I tell you.
I know she wasn't on there complaining.
Oh, no. No. She didn't have on no wig or nothing yesterday, and we went out to eat.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Did she do
it, huh? Nigga, it was just regular her.
So she had like an afro puff or a big ass puff ball? Paint the picture for me.
She had some struggle braids.
Oh, God.
Struggle braids.
Let me guess, you ain't say nothing.
Nope.
Send it on out, man.
I did. And then we get to the restaurant. We're at the Applebee's. Apple fucking bees.
That's what I'm talking about.
She want to go to the, I was like, you can go to the movies. And she does this thing. She calls me, bro. Like, she'll call me, like, where you at? How close? We doing it. I'm like, I'm at the store getting something to drink and shit. Oh, which one? The only one I know of. Why would I know about a liquor store? I don't drink. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. She's like, you're right. So, I'm realizing this. Social drinking is a strength. Personal drinking is a weakness.
Correct.
Okay? Because, like, you know, if you social drink, you ain't going to drink a whole bottle. You ain't going to have that many. You have a couple shots. It's something simple. It makes sense. Her ass is a private drinker. And I mean,
She's an alcoholic. That's what a private drinker is.
She told me she talked to her family. She lied to them about her drinking. I'm like, of course.
Yes. That's what alcoholics do. Go ahead.
I'm not shocked about that. But the part where I'm like, why are you lying? Like, you an adult. Like, why are you lying? And she's like, okay, I can't wait for you to meet my family. I'm like, for what? You know, like, you barely like me and they don't like you. They're like, it's whatever. Anyways, she gets to drinking, right? Get home, get back to her crib, right? She talked all week how she gonna fucking suck me up and do this and do that. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm sitting on the bed. I put it on a movie, Ricky Stenicki movie.
Uh-huh.
I put that movie on, right? And I'm like, all right, cool, fuck it. I put that movie on. It's not even 20 minutes in the movie. Her ass like, oh, babe, you can just lean back. All right, cool. I lean back. Next thing I know, her ass snoring. I was like, are you fucking serious right now?
This your fault. You bought her some alcohol. You already knew how that was going in.
Oh, no. She wakes up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, look, I had ordered the ketchup shit because, you know, she ain't got the ketchup shit, but I got Misa shit, too. All my shit was cheaper than the ketchup. I'm going to be honest. So I'm like, cool, fuck it. I'm reading the instructions and shit, right? Mind you, we got back. I got there about, I got work by 9. I got here about like 10, 20.
Uh-huh.
We're back at the house by 11:30. It's not even 12 yet. She sleeps, so I couldn't sleep. My normal when I'm over there, I can't really get comfortable. I'm reading the instructions about this mouth guard and shit. I got the mouth guard because, you know, I'm like, maybe that's why I can't sleep. You know, maybe I got a little sleep apnea. I don't know. I don't wake up like gassing for air or nothing. But I'm like, fuck it. And I don't nobody complain on my snoring. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't know. I'm just trying some shit, right? When I say this motherfucker wakes up at like 4:35 in the morning panicking because I'm not in the bed. Mind you, I'm in the next room, bro. What the
hell? Oh,
I'm in the next room.
You wake up like, what the fuck going on? What's up?
She calling me. Mind you, I think I left my phone in bed. I left my Wi-Fi phone in bed, and I left my other phone by the door. So I was like, what the fuck she calling me for? And she's like, hey. So she finally gets her ass out of bed. And it's just like, I was like, mind you, we ain't fuck yet. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to cheat. I'm about to cheat. Like, it's like this. She just started talking and rambling. She didn't say, told me the same story, same five stories 60 times.
And you keep listening to it, huh?
I'm like, you already said this shit, bro. Like, I got fed up at one point. I'm like, hey, yo, chill out. Calm down. Relax. It's like, okay, I could. I was like, you keep telling me the same shit. You keep beating yourself. And you ain't making no sense in what you're talking about. And then, like, when I talk to her, oh, that's why. She's like, you said something hurt my feelings. And I'm not active, but I'm reactive. I'm like, that. No, you're not. You be trying to make excuses for the lack of, and it still don't make no sense. She's like, yeah, I want to cook for you. I'm like, it's about time. That's why I bought a slow
cooker. Fuck, I want it. When are you? Give me a date. Put a date on it. Ain't that what they say? Put a date on
it. It don't even matter, bro. She does. Put a date on it. She's like, oh.
No, it do matter, because you can't say that I want to do something. Do it. Ain't nothing stopping you. Put a date on it.
You could have been did it. Like, I came over there and cooked 1,001 times. I don't do it no more. I'm just like, you're not good. I'm like, that's just like, bro, I'm out of it. And it's just like, well, I was like, can we hurry? I need to hurry up and get out of this shit. Bro. Like, I'm ready to go.
Come on, man. Don't do it like that. She needs you.
She needs them, all right. I see that.
Yeah. She needs you, all right. Come on, man. Don't be like that, man.
I don't want her no more.
Don't be like that. You know?
I don't want
her. She's crying out for you.
I'm tired of the guy character building skit. I'm tired of that.
Oh.
I'm sick of this shit.
You're tired of it, man.
I'm tired,
bro.
You don't say. Man, look. I'm headed to the crib right now. Gotta do this remote work. Wink, wink.
That boy lies gonna get out of there.
Man, she went to sleep. We got a session in. Her ass went to sleep. She busted a couple of nuts, rolled over, took her ass to sleep.
Dude. She been doing this though. So I mean, ain't nothing. The thing is, you ain't set this up a standard, man. Like, you have to set the standard. Women are always looking for men to set the standard. I'm just telling you. You come in, this is what the standard is. If you deviate from that shit, I'ma let you know, this ain't gonna work for me. You being quiet about it, that's the first issue. Because now she gonna act like, well, I didn't really know that it was a problem. I know I be tired,
bro,
and all that. I'm telling you.
We in the bed, and she was like, mind you, here's the thing, though, it's crazy thing. She's like, you know, who's your other girlfriend? Who's your side piece? I'm like, why would you think that? Well, I know I'm not up to par. I'm not up to this, so you got to have it. I'm like, I actually don't. I mean, yeah, you right. You not on none of them levels. And you not doing nothing, but I don't have another girl. I was like, for what? It's not cost eviction for me to have more than one female. And shit. I'm like, you know, you keep telling everybody about me and bragging and shit, and that's cool on your part. I don't tell nobody about you.
Nah. And that's not a good thing on your part.
Exactly. It's not a good thing on my part.
You know, you should be excited to tell people about your old lady. That ain't... I don't even want to talk about you. That shit gonna make me mad all over again. That's the trigger.
That's it. I'm like, you know, shit. If I ain't gonna hold it. If I had some potentials, or I could build a roster, you know, for free, I probably would. But I already know how the game go for me. So I was like, man, I just stay where I'm at. But like, man, nigga, I am not. No, I am not. This shit, I was like, but I like all day, I'm just like, are you fucking serious right now? Are you fucking serious right now? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's all I've been saying all morning, bro. Then she been playing the same, she's in, like, she's so fixated. Like, she likes new Kanye West song, which ain't really new. It's been out for a minute. You just start listening to it.
Okay, so moving forward, what's the plan moving forward? Let's go straight to the end. Bye.
I'm trying to wait to make.
That's not what the question is. It ain't about waiting. How are you going to present this to her? What's the plan?
I think I'm going to have a conversation with her today, and be like, you know, you keep promising me shit, and you keep saying this, and you're not coming through, and I don't appreciate it. We're celebrating boundaries and shit. That's what she says. Cause I was like, she called me. She said that she freaky or kinky or shit. I said, no, you're not. And then while we were talking, she's like, she was like, I ain't got with you and I ain't got vanilla. And like, I'm like she going through these like old horror stories and shit. And I'm like, I don't really need to know that shit. But I'm like, why you think you vanilla with me? Well, you don't like me sticking shit in your ass because I'm not gay. I was like, you deal with niggas that like
niggas. What's his name?
You heard me right, boy.
No, I do not. Because I literally was flipping over my pancake. But what? You say you don't like what?
So she says she got, since she's been with me, she's no longer kinky as she once was. She's gone vanilla. And I was like, well, why do you mean? Like, I like, you keep saying you freaky. I don't see it. I don't see it. She's like, I'm really a freak. I was like, not for real, but whatever. I was like, you can't be a freak with a low pain threshold. You saw. And I told him, like, every time I do a little bit of the freaky shit, you like, that's too hard, or you too rough, or you just heavy handed. I'm like, a real freak wouldn't say nothing like that. It is what it is. You complaining. And I'm like, I've been with real freak women. You ain't it. And then on the flip side of you being in these sex groups, you was eating niggas' ass, and you was putting vibrators in their ass, and they liked the shit. I was like, you like niggas?
Okay, so
like
that's what it was. Okay, that's,
I was like,
I knew you was gonna get to the real reason. The real reason is
you like niggas. I was telling her, you like niggas that like niggas, and I'm like, I don't like that. No. She's like,
she
well,
like
that mean you not freaky? Like, no, that's a boundary. That's not me. That's not my lifestyle. I was like, once y'all start like. Everything's a progressive thing. If you start doing that to niggas, and like the real dick in the ass is the next step. Is what it is. So instead of
she
me knowing,
likes to dominate, bro. That's what it is. She I bet if you ask her, she into dominate you, tying people up and all that. She's into all of it.
Yeah, you like niggas that like
that's
to get dominated. That's it. That part. You like
niggas
to get like dominated. I don't need to be dominated.
She likes to dominate, and that's the problem. Like, you know, you need to be with somebody else if that's the case. Then, like. So here's what I'll say. Relationship for y'all, no. I think that needs to be severed ASAP. Meaning, hey, look, a relationship doesn't work for you and I because we don't have the same similarities. We don't have the same desires in life. Being cool, yeah, that's fine. Be cool. If y'all want to hang out from time to time, cool. If y'all want to fuck around from time to time, cool. Relationship-wise, though, no. It does not work for either one of y'all. And y'all just holding on to have somebody. Hey, I got a gay, I got a man. That's really all y'all doing at this point, brother. That's really what it is. She's not putting in the effort to be no girlfriend because she don't have one. Right?
Hey, look, you just helped me write the script. I'm trying to deliver. Because I asked her, I'm like, she said, she was like, women got to change themselves and be robots. I'm like, what do y'all do? We gotta change ourselves. I'm like, what are you changing? I'm like, what do you really do? Well, I'm like, you telling me all the shit you did with your old nigga. What are you doing for me? Why? How are you changing for me? Cause you all the annoying shit that you used to do, you still do. So what are you changing? What do you do? I'm like, you not giving up the sex I want on a regular. We already discussed that part.
Right.
You don't have no money.
Right.
So, what do you do? I don't need you to cook for me. I don't need you to clean for me. I don't need it. I don't live with you. So, what do you do? What's this whole change in work thing? I was like, you're doing what most women do. Most women always talking about the shit they did with another motherfucker. And then another woman had this experience. And now,
hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
And she was talking about how it's hard being a woman. I'm like, how's it hard? I'm like, I'm questioning everything. Mind you, I'm half asleep. I was nodding off in the restaurant. And then I get to the crib, I'm thinking we about to get down, so I'm out of energy now. And nothing happened. She went to sleep. And then, like, now, it's like 4 or 5 in the morning. You up. I got to go to work still. So I'm like, you want to talk and have this whole debate. I got to go to work. And then you want to fuck before it's time to go to work. I'm like,
you need help with something or you got it?
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm listening to you, brother. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was questioning her, like, what are you doing? Like, all this change and stuff that women got to go through. Like, you don't got to deal with my kid. You don't got to, I'm trying to figure out what you think you're doing. I'm like, you know, and then like.
She's saving you.
Huh?
She's saving you.
I'm like, what was that?
I'm saving you, you know.
Saving me from what?
You know, from the rest of the women in the world.
Nah, you're not saving me, sweetie. I'm really like, what do you do? I was like, you know, I imagine like my baby mama asked her the same question, but it's like, I didn't let her. I'm like, you just, I know what to expect. So I never put the big expectation on.
Oh, yeah. I got it on like 73 or 74, though. Say it again.
I know the quickest way to be disappointed is to have expectations, so I never put expectations on people. But, God damn it, y'all not doing shit. So it's like, I'm not ever mad because I'm like, what I'm mad about.
Yeah, and you have to hold your ground. Like, that's not just expectation, but you actually have to, like, stay on top of it. Like, hey, I'm not ready to let this happen or let this slide or just have to stick to it.
I said,
this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing.
I just be like, man, fuck it. All right, whatever. Like, that's what I really be on. All right, fuck it, whatever. But I'm like, man, like,
they don't help you now.
She was talking, I'm just like, man, like, and like I said, like, I said, you don't, I told her, like, You an unactive supporter. I'm like, and I don't count that. So I can't raise no support. I was like, yeah, you may watch a couple of videos. Oh, let me tell you what she was on yesterday. So a girl I go to school, I went to high school with, probably junior high. I don't remember her, but I remember her type shit. I posted like, you know, he probably said, send him some money, go get a haircut or some shit, right? So she gonna comment. I shared it. She commented. Another girl commented. I was like, she's like, I'm single. I was like, you ever need practice? You know, my Cash App was open or some shit. I said something short. So she had an attitude about that shit all day since she read it. And I was like, I can't get money. I was like, you not sending me no money. You not getting my haircut. I'm like, I'm confused what the problem is.
And what was the response?
You know what, that's a valid point. I was like, yeah, I get your shit, you know. They said you supposed to get your hair done Thursday or Friday. Today's Saturday, you didn't get your hair done. Oh, well, you know, she was trying to get the kids ready for Easter. I was like, I hear you, but I'm just telling you what you told me. I'm not going on what happened. I'm going on what you told me. You told me this was what it is, and I said, okay. I ain't say shit else. So that was that. I left it alone. I'm not gonna be arguing and talking something with your girl thought.
Explaining yourself.
I'm like, man, you know, you mad about a Facebook thing? I'm like, shit, I'm hilarious. If you knew half the shit I don't post, you would know the truth. But you know, I digress.
You know how that goes. And just got to have a conversation, man, and leave it at that. But again,
she started telling me
somebody's used to being in control, and that's the issue. Like if you into that, then you need to get you a passive
here's
man.
My thing.
You need a passive
here's
man.
Here's my thing. She's not. She's never in control. Oh shit. She's. I feel like this. I don't. I know there's leaders and followers. I know a leader to follow. So, like, I know a lot of people can be leaders that follow, and there are leaders that just lead. So, like, and then you got followers that could be leaders, right? She's not a leader to me. She just be put in situations and you got the green light with some shit. So, like, I'm like, you know, she and, like, one thing about it, I don't bring up my baby mama around her. I need to start, because I'm like, I got to hear about these other niggas all the time. Like, why are we talking? Well, how we get this kind of part of the conversation? Like, that nigga really got it stuck in your head. For what?
Yes. See, women don't do that around me. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never dated a woman when she was talking about that. It didn't happen. I never, honestly, it barely, they speak about them every blue moon. It ain't even nothing like that. Because they already know.
I only see her once a week, and you always bringing up, like, oh, the bad rapper.
Boundaries. You have said boundaries, brother. Ain't no way. A woman telling you about her ex means she doesn't have respect enough for y'all relationship to withhold that or talk to your homegirls about your ex. Don't tell me about him. I'm not your homegirl. I'm not your homeboy. I ain't none of that. Literally. Again, that's what she wants to talk about. And you gotta direct that conversation to the right people. I'm not in that category. That sounds crazy to even tell somebody that. Like, yeah, I was telling them about my ex and how I used to go through this, or we used to do that, and, you know, I felt more appreciated, whatever. Like, people look at her like she's crazy.
And then she bring up my baby daddy is, and I'm like, I just be like, you a baby daddy? How you got baby daddy, but you had two abortions?
You ain't got no kids.
Right, that part.
Yeah.
You just keep, they love using dumb, worthless words for dumb, worthless shit. And I just like...
Or as Corey Holcomb called him, baby killer. But go ahead, yeah.
That part. I just like, bro, like... I was so happy she went to sleep, bro. I was just like, silence. Oh, my God. Silence.
Hey, good luck with that, bro. You need to have a conversation, though.
Like, silence. I was just happy she was not talking to me. Then she woke up and did her normal, hopped on YouTube, and I'm just like, yo, like, you have live cable, live TV show, live movie.
Uh-huh.
Why are you?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what time is it? Oh, I already go.
All right, now, did you say what time it's supposed to be coming down, Lisa?
Huh?
Okay, hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Say again?
Hello?
Hello?
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
What time you going?
Now, go ahead. Oh, shit, I'm finishing up my pancakes. Now, you want to do about one?
One works.
One or two?
Yeah. One works.
What is it? 10 and a half? Yeah, so I should be done eating by 11. Because I only got two more pancakes to cook. And then, yeah. Ain't give me no time to eat. Sit here and... get on up when everybody come in for this. And walk right past and go take me a shower and lay down. Cause they supposed to be doing this Easter thing here too. I'll be gone.
Go!
Yeah. My nigga Herb getting married, that's what I'm talking about.
Shit. I don't know who lied to you.
Herb said, no, no, no.
Nah, my boy. Not me.
Yeah, you just gotta. I honestly feel like y'all be better just being cool and go y'all separate ways. Like, you can still be, even if you decide to mess around, that's still cool. But a relationship, man, people don't understand the purpose of being in a relationship. They just don't. The more you talk to them, the more you realize. You're like, y'all don't, y'all not get it. Like, the reason why I'm in a relationship with you is for some in-house. And then to build a legacy. Like, we ain't doing either one of those. So.
Exactly.
Why are y'all so adamant about saying we in a relationship?
I'm not growing. I'm growing, but not because of you. I was saying
that doesn't make sense to me.
Like, you know, but at the same time, it's like, not being around the BM and shit, like, I was planning and plotting with the BM. And I just, like, if I hadn't hurt my hand when I hurt, I don't know what level I really would have been on. But, like, now, like, I got my routine. I got my schedule. Like, I'm like, damn, I got to switch that up when I move. And then it's like, shit, I got to call him, like, hey, man, is they still finna do what they gonna do? Like, I really don't want to move to Grant, but I ain't got to. They don't want to move there. I was like, everybody seemed to be, cool and sympathetic, so I'm like, you know, what's going on?
Hey, stop. You know what time it is, huh?
Shit. If I ain't got to do it, I ain't gonna do it.
Oh, what's up,
that? That's just me. But I got to get my own, though. Get back to that part, because I think the lease on the house up in, like, June, maybe July, end of June. I'm like, cool. I mean, I have some money. Man, I got bread now, so like I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah.
You know. And then like I said, once I get in, I actually got like, you know, like an ounce of savings. I'm like, all right, cool, fuck it, cool.
That's what I'm saying.
So she started trying to talk about a little homegirl and shit. I was like, you being a hypocrite right now. She's like, what you mean? I was like, you talking about her? I'm like, you ain't got this, that. I was like, you behind on your bills, but you still would have got some hookah. If you really
like
hookah.
Oh, yeah. I already fucked up here.
I was like, if it was really that old, I could do both. No, you can't do both, because you behind. You behind.
The fact that you had to explain that to her lets you know. Again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, low key,
I be like, I get y'all delusional. I really do. And a lot of them don't want to admit that they're delusional. But I'm like, you are. It is what it is. You think this, you think that, and then you have somebody like me come through and give you.
Come bail them out. Yeah.
Nah,
exactly.
Nah, shut up, stupid. I don't consider it bailing out. But I'm giving you logic, like that ain't the move because of this, that, and fifth and that. Oh, I didn't think about that part. Of course you didn't.
You don't have to consider it not bailing out. It's a fact though, bro. You changing that situation. They went from being in dire straits to somebody actually paying for something and getting them out of the home. That's the reality. When her car broke down, she won't be able to pay to get a fix. Who paid to get a fix?
Yeah.
You. And she's still, like you said, still buying hookah and all that shit, right? Still getting alcohol. Who's enabling her to do all that? You. But it's the reality. That's how you know it's a move. As long as somebody's going to pay for it, I'm going to keep doing it.
All right. So,
yeah, that's just how they operate, bro.
I just thought, like...
The moment people start paying for it, they change their habits. Like, oh, I can't live like this. Yeah, you can't live like this because ain't nobody even going to pay for their lifestyle. Get it together. You don't have a choice now. Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I wasn't being funny about it, brother. I'm being honest. Like, they really are going to milk it until they can't milk it no more. You know, as long as they can use the motherfucker, they're going to use you. And then when they can't no more, then that's when they be like, this just ain't working. I thought I was going to be able to, use me until I am.
Nigga,
she going to
tell me, come on, man. Oh, I can't wait for my birthday. I want to go to this resort. I was like, oh, work? Oh, cool. I was like, yeah, you know, I guess you're going to start saving it. And then she got quiet. I was like, I got a birthday card for my birthday.
Yeah, motherfucker, steady. But just think about that. She still got my birthdays and shit, and then she behind on her bills. Come on, man. What the fuck are you talking about? How about getting your feet settled in on the job and catching up on your bills and then trying to be a better person? These are just shitty people, man. Just being honest. The more you look at you, like, y'all ain't shit. You ain't shit.
That's
a person. You're a shitty person.
I'm looking.
No matter what I say and do, you're a shitty person.
You got your thing. I say like this. Like what that one meme you sent me? The dude told his girl all was going on in life. She's like, basically go out to eat. And when the bill came, he slid the bill to the nigga. Did you see?
Yeah.
That's women. I was like, that one girl was like, I don't understand how men are so good at hiding everything going on in life and their feelings. Practice. I know you're not finna do nothing. You're not finna step up. You're not finna be a better person for me or nothing. I know this. So if I know this, why would I move there?
The point, yeah. Like, I'm not ready to play myself. I know you don't really give a fuck about me like that.
Say what?
In your mind, you're like, I know you don't give a fuck about me like that.
I know. I suppose yeah. that. I get it. You don't fuck with me. That's good. I told my ex that. I told my ex that the other day, and she's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's a meme I got with Drake. Like, no, Drake type dude. Nigga, they got a Drizzy Drake cartoon too. But anyway, I said to me, I was like, yeah, that's how you be having me feeling, you know, LOL. She's like, oh, I be having you feel away. I'm like, how? Like, I be needing this. Like, I know you don't fuck with me. So I was like, you know, it's cool. Like, I know you fuck with me on a smaller layer and shit. She's like, well, damn. I was like, it's just the truth. I mean, I'm cool. I understand the truth. I'm not mad. I'm complaining. I'm like, I understand. Yeah. I understand what it is.
I understand. Yeah, I understand why I'm with you.
And then she's just like, you know, she started telling me all the other stuff. I'm like, okay, I get it. I like, I understand. But again, like I tell all the time, you keep trying to play your life on one player mode, and you got kids. If you got kids, the lady said it. If you got kids, your first responsibility is to get them a male figure in their life. If it ain't their daddy, whatever nigga you like that got a job and got some time, that's the nigga you need to be putting your energy in. Like, hey, I got this going on. And then it's like, you know, like what she was telling me, she's like, she didn't have a dad, so having kids with a father that actually wanted the kids was never in her process. And I was like, that's the dumbest shit I heard, but I get it, because a lot of y'all be dumb. But like, I get it though. But I'm like, you know, shit, I'm rocking with mine. I'm not rocking my BM like that, because that's her choice. But I'm like, the kids, I'm locked in. The ones I didn't make, I'm locked in. Them motherfuckers called me, 2 o'clock this morning, $3 a month. Papa need $10. I'm like, what? Can I get $10?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. Send the $10, right? 20 minutes later. Uh-huh. 20 minutes later, bro. Apple took it. I need some more money. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Like, what are you doing?
All right, whatever.
Come on now.
Whatever, man.
What are
you doing now?
Yeah. Nah, it's just. At what point do you start being responsible? Because that's really what it is. I need you to be responsible so I can, you know, not have to fucking worry about everything you do being a dumbass move. Like, literally, you're too old for this. And that's the part that they don't get. Like yeah, you just act like you don't want to listen. I don't.
I don't.
I'm tired of fucking fixing all your issues, man. Like, what do you think a relationship is? That's what I was asking. Like, hey, what's your definition of relationship? What do you think a relationship is? Because that's going to tell you everything you need to know. What do you think a relationship is for? What do you think a relationship is for? Like, it's to be the other person's better half. Better. It's supposed to bring out the better version of them.
Man.
And bring out the worst version of me.
I've been saying this for years. I was like, my mate, whoever I'm around, like, I'm going to be dope regardless. I just need you to be dope with me. That's it. I was like, shit, social media-wise, I was just hoping. I want either my ex or the BM. Like, shit, y'all stop playing. We can make this money. We can make this money.
They don't want it.
Make the money.
All right, they don't want it. They like, Herb going to do that.
Right, exactly. Herb got that. But you want to be on there, be on there. But if you want to be on there, get paid for it. That's why I'm getting paid for it.
Nah, I heard you got that.
I'm tired of having
it. That's you got it.
I'm tired of having it. What the fuck is this?
I'm just telling you what they're saying. They're like, no, I'm going to let him do it. At some point, they got to wake up, though. Right? Because in your mind,
hold on, bro.
What it do, favorite fat boy in the building. Ah.
It is April, y'all. I've had a crazy week. Crazy week. Crazy week. And it's stuff you gotta sub to the YouTube channel to get the whole story. You gotta sub. Cause it's crazy. But I just wanna quickly say,
Stop living in a fairy tale. Stop thinking you it's okay to be greedy. Stop thinking it's okay. It's okay that want everything. You want the whole. You want the whole menu, and you want to drink a Diet Coke. You think it's gonna balance it out? But no, it's not. Stop thinking that there's two paths and you can take both. Like, greatness requires sacrifice. Greatness requires discipline. Says the man that hasn't been in the gym since Sunday. I'm going tonight, though. New season drops. Oh, my God. I'm finna go to the gym, give me a good 30-minute workout in, sweat, go to fail, arms are going to be tired, knees weak and heavy, going to spit up mom's spaghetti, that. I'm doing all that. But I'm saying, I know what I want. And I don't know exactly what it is. I just know doing nothing is going to get me nothing. I figured that out. I already knew. But doing nothing gets you nothing. And nothing from nothing is nothing. I've always, my dad told me my whole life, doing nothing gets you nothing. Okay? I wanted to get in the gym, and there was like two games I wanted, and I ain't got them. I'm not going to hold you. I ain't got them. But even still, with not getting the games I want, I'm literally pushing for greatness. Don't quit. I'm gonna go in here, and I finally did Freeway Sunday when my brother was there. My boy Sly, he pushed me. I got on an elliptic treadmill, which is a beast. I did 15 minutes. I'm gonna die. I loved it. I just ain't been back because I've been getting off late. I've been doing 12, 13-hour shifts. I'm only supposed to do 11. Yeah, I'm hard-headed. But anyways, I knew this was going to sacrifice. I knew it was going to cut into some other things. And it is what it is. I see the bigger prize in front of me. Okay? You can only pick two paths. And I don't know about most people, but happy, I don't pick happy no more. I pick joy. I don't pick happiness. And I know the difference. I know there's a difference. Everybody likes happy because it's cheap, it's easy, and it's efficient. I don't want it. It's not inefficient. It's cheap and easy. Let's go to the club. Happy. Let's spend some money we don't got. Happy. Let's not work out. Happy. Let's eat horrible. Happy. I don't want that no more. I want joy. Like, oh yeah, I stayed on this routine and I got results. I stayed on this routine, I got gains. I did something with some purpose, and now the purpose is here. I heard a quote the other day said, you had goals, you said if you complete, you'll be happy. You completed them goals and you feel nothing. And I have been feeling that. I wanted to be the best at my job, and I hit the layer of best, and I feel nothing until somebody sees something. But I mean, I'm not a lot. I hope that had that happen a lot to me when my daughter, when I don't feel like being a dad, or I'm not in a good dad mood. And then I hear two words from my kids, and it's like, oh, snap. This is what I do now. All right, cool, bet. It's just that simple. Like, discipline is doing what you don't want to do because you have to do it to be great. And you're going to need some motivation every now and then. Not every day. You're not going to be motivated to do it every day. But if you're disciplined, you're still going to do it every day. And that's where I'm at. I'm doing it every day. If I'm not doing this, I'm streaming. If I'm not streaming, I'm working on my relationship. If I'm not streaming, I'm with my fam. If I'm not streaming, I'm working out. If I'm working out, I'm going to stream. I'm like, I know that the avenues to be better are there. You just got to put in the work. That's all I'm trying to do. That's it. That's all I'm trying to do. I realize everybody doesn't want to do the work. If you want to do the work on your time, you don't want it bad enough. A lot of people don't want it bad enough. What is it? Success. What is it? Glory. What is it? Fame. Everybody don't want it. And then when they do, it's crazy. Hold that thought. I know. I didn't see what I thought I saw. Here's my whole issue when it comes to like single moms, especially black single moms. Y'all suck, bro. It's just like
You're choosing to be on. You're choosing to be a loser. You're choosing to be the losing side. You know it's a hard job. Just fucking being cooperate. Like you don't want to be successful. Like, nobody's been successful and done it their way. No one's ever done it that way. No one. Kobe didn't get the rings he got from doing it his way. No. Ain't like no one ever achieved it doing it their way. So why do you think you're gonna be good at a mom? You're like, you're not a good mom if you're a single mom. It's just simple as that. You're not a good mom. You're okay, mom. I saw one video, this girl was like, when you father your kids and don't want to act right, your job is to get a replacement father for them. That's your job. That should be your man. Because that takes, that you can't do the whole job. No, there are no successful single moms.
That's because they're not actually single moms. That's the problem. If you're not getting anything from anyone, that would consider you a single mother. You get government assistance, then you get help from the kid's father. You're not a single mother. Right. The fuck are you talking? That's an oxymoron, man.
No, yeah, but you hurting your child in the process.
I don't care about that. That is, again, man. We living in a world where folks that like really having kids to keep a man, and we like it's blatant as day. Even when they try to lie about it in the beginning, you can clearly fast forward to today's present time and say everything that you've done up until this point has shown me the reason why you had a child was for leverage. And now the shit isn't working in your favor anymore because you don't get any of my perks. They don't get any of the perks of the guy who they got a kid by, right? So
if he had perks, that's the crazy part.
Well, most of them did when they met him. Think about it. Most of them, they met him. It was some kind of perk there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been sleeping with the nigga, right? It may have not even been the finances. It could have been a nigga being there.
Look. On an old scale and a realistic scale, you would hope, oh, okay, yeah, you slept with this nigga for this reason, that reason. Yeah, all right, cool. But a lot of these women not doing that shit. They just really just fucking a nigga because he cute.
that's the perk.
That's the perk.
Dude, that's attractive to them, and he don't have to do nothing. Like, as long as he looks like something to them,
that's sad.
Fuck, then they could.
That's fucking sad. That's what it is.
No, that's pathetic, is what it is, because you would lower yourself. That means you're already at the bottom of the self esteem.
You're already low.
You don't feel high yourself. You're not confident in how you looked and what you bring to the table, what you offer. That you're gonna sleep with somebody just based on looks and sex alone, and then the moment that they say, hey, look, I don't want a kid by you, you're gonna devise the plan in your mind, I'm gonna get pregnant by this thing.
It's fucking ludicrousness. Ludicrous.
We're gonna have pretty kids. We're gonna have some beautiful kids.
That's so fucking dumb. It's like, yeah. No, oh god, just,
and then once the kid is here, they sit here and be like, oh, well, we got a kid. No, we don't have shit. You have a kid. I'm just doing my part as a father. We didn't make that decision together. You made that decision. So now we both have to pay for it. So I'm going to do my part, but I'm going to do it away from you. Oh, that's unfair to the kid. No shit, Sherlock. That's what I was trying to tell you before you had a kid. So now you don't get the perks. My kid gets some of the perks instead of the full 100% benefit. All because of your decision making. But they don't really.
It's all irresponsible. I'm just. I don't mind doing shit for my baby. I do not. That's never an issue. But it's just the level of shit I gotta go do shit for my baby. That's just it.
Yeah.
You
have to go above and beyond. You have to break your neck. You have to get up.
That's like I told us, man. I'm like, you know, motherfucker asking, like, do you even have the money to help her? Yeah, I got the money. Why not help her? For what?
Because my kid's obligated.
I know. My obligation is at the level of my kid. That's it. Her having her car, how she did it, she's irresponsible. It's her fault. Simple as that. That's it.
It's not my
responsibility no more. This is what she wanted. We're gonna respect her wishes. You you don't get my resources when you don't get when you don't want me. You didn't want me. So if you didn't want me, you didn't want the resources. So now you have to suffer.
That's part of it, right? The other part is you just a lousy person.
That part. That's the biggest you could have had everything. You could have had somebody at the house. You could have had somebody else. You want to pursue another relationship? All right, cool. I can still be in the house. I can still do shit. You want to do shit, everything on your terms. So now everything on your terms, now you lose. You already lost the kid, right? Your son now, right? And is he having the experience he thought he was going to have? No. He's not. He's getting treated like a fucking terrorist.
He gets treated like a redheaded stepchild.
Right.
You know?
All because you, because he around his dumb ass daddy, and you want to be dumb, and he down another dumb bitch. Like, oh, a new emotion, stupidity. Right?
Yeah, because you don't have a life yet.
Your middle kid is, which I don't understand middle kid syndrome no more. It used to make sense, but now it don't make sense. It's just some shit that motherfucker want to complain about. But now it's like, shit, that motherfucker texted me last night about what? 1:12? 1 this morning? She want to get some bracelets. Give me $3. I'm like, y'all sound like crackheads at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just looking at my phone. I don't even have my phone on me, man. I be looking at my watch. I'm just like, what the fuck she say?
Yeah, like, lay down, go to sleep.
I didn't want to say that, but I think I was still streaming, so I just, like, $2-$3, I got it. I still got money on Cash App from my deals last week. So I'm like, you know, cool, ain't no couple dollars, you can have it, I don't care.
Yeah, like, go lay down somewhere. Yeah, I got to get my niece $40 for this damn continuing thing. I totally forgot my sister just asked me, you still going to be able to give her $40 for continuing? Yeah, sure, I guess. Why not?
Right.
This clearly is her mother and father's responsibility, but okay, why not?
That's just it. And then that's like that's it. That's my thing. Like, that's my thing. That's what comes to my baby mama. I'm still being responsible for kids you had with other niggas. Still.
Come on, man.
I gotta be the responsible fucking father with no credit. These niggas are living their fucking life, enjoying a fucking everything, but me, oh no. Hell no! I was like, okay, cool, you know, it's whatever. Like I said, I'm at the point, I don't even care no more. It is what it is, bro. Look, somebody gotta be the hero. Fuck it. Might as well be me. Might as well be me, bro.
Oh, at this point, it's just old.
I'm just over it, bro. I'm like, everybody know the eclipse is coming up. All right, you know the kids got shit for school. My thing is, if you're not gonna do the job, just be a better communicator. Like, oh, hey, can you stop by the house? I'm not going to be there. So, hey, they going to need help with this, help with that. You call everybody else. But when the kids fucking need me, they calling me. That's a signal some shit right there. You just, like you said, just a lousy fucking person. And then I got to deal with lousy bullshit and shit. I was like, all right, cool.
I'm going to help you, and you've done everything to make my life harder.
Right.
Why would I
help? Right.
Why?
Right. Mind you, like I said, I was like, bro, I literally, like, when I got the job I got, bro, I've been trying to get this job for the last 6 years. Since my daughter was fucking 3 and 4, somebody told me about the job. I was like, okay, that's where I need to go. Okay, I got here last year, and I was like, man, I didn't see how folks was getting money. I didn't see this shit. I was ready to quit. Then I fucked up my finger. I was like, well, I'm gonna lose my job. All right, cool. I didn't lose my job. I didn't lose my finger. Got my finger right. Healed up. Got my job. Me and her broke up. All right, cool. I should be like the normal shit. I was fucked up. I was sad. I was depressed, right? But I got into the job, bro, and I was just like, nigga, I was so just determined just to beat me so bad. I was beating me at work. I was beating me at what I could do. I leveled up. I just leveled up. I was going to level up regardless. But instead of me taking the light path, I had to take the dark path. But now I'm here. Now I'm here. I'm like, it's so much shit we could have done better. It's so much shit. It's like the people who should get money don't get money. Because they get money, they know what they're going to do money, and they're going to make more money. People who shouldn't get money are the people that get money. And when they get money, they waste money.
Life becomes easier when you start holding yourself accountable.
Right. Bro, when I say, I'm just like, all right, cool. Like, it worked, bro. Like, and I was just telling my daughter, I'm like, sometimes I got to fall back. I got to fall down, and then I got to go back harder, like, the next hour. Like, I might just do, like, 5 drops in an hour. Next hour, I put on my headphones, and I'm going to go hard, and I'm going to do 20, maybe 30. Boom. Boom. All right, cool. You know? I can go hard. I just, like, bro, I don't know. I told my boss I didn't hit the ceiling, and I don't like it up here. I'm by myself. I don't like it no more. So I'm like, I'll be ready to quit every day.
So, people are
my alarm when I go to leave, I should be getting ready to walk out the door. That's my alarm. I'm out before that alarm. Oh my god, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, nah, it's again, it's for the birds.
Yeah, it's for the birds.
And then, yeah, it's like the hardest part. Like I said again, the hardest part is holding yourself accountable and watching your life change. And having to deal with people who do not hold themselves accountable. That's the problem. Like, that's what makes it tough and stressful and depressing. Like, when people say they really don't want to deal with this person or that person, whatever the case may be, it's strictly because it's too hard to deal with you when you're not going to do right. You're not going to be right.
And I'm
the entire time. I don't get a pass. And I got to deal with it. I literally have to deal with you knowing how conniving you are. You foul. And you're not going to change. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's the part that bothers me about so many people. Oh, girlfriend mad at me now. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
She mad at me. And I'm just like, I normally just been speaking to be speaking, but like, I ain't had no emotion on it. She's like, what's up? I'm like, man, you already know what's up. Like, I haven't really talked to you all week. And I told you why. And you scroll past the shit. Like I didn't say nothing. Like, okay, cool. I'm just going to make it up to you when I see you. That's Saturday.
I'm going to make it up to you.
When I see.
What kind of, you think sex is going to, but that right there lets you know, like, you think giving me sex is going to fix your issue or problem?
That's part of the issue.
You're not. Isn't high school. We're full grown adults. I have a child who's getting older and headed to high school. I don't have time for these petty, small, immature games that you're playing. It's time to grow up. It's time to start getting your shit together. It's time to start holding yourself accountable. It's time to get all your affairs together. Because I'm not going to be around for this. So these niggas keep running to you like this. If you keep using sex, it's gonna fix it.
It's not.
That's your answer.
Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. It could. You just ain't got you not hurt. That's the simple thing. You not hurt.
Sex can never fix your problems. All it's gonna do is gonna throw a cover and mask it. It's a band-aid. And you see, that problem is still going to exist. I don't care how great you think it is. The bottom line is, people have to hold themselves accountable. If she was really solid about everything that happened, first of all, she apologized and she started working on her behavior. Change her behavior. God didn't humble you and set you down. And you've been unemployed. That was the time to reflect about, damn, why did I lose my job at this time, at this month? And what is it I could be doing more of to ensure this doesn't happen again? And also, I'm in a relationship now. How can I be a better mate? None of that shit crossed her mind. Like you say, I'm going to smoke hookah. I'm going to keep falling out, passing out, going to sleep on him, even though I know that he's spending his money and his time taking me places and doing things with me. And then at the end of it, I'm still going to be like, well, I'm going to make it up to you when you come over.
That part.
Are y'all fucking
stuff? I gotta go to work tired because I didn't get a full night's sleep. I didn't. And then, like, I'm waking up, and then, like, I gotta fucking work. Sex is work for me. You not doing shit. You not doing shit. I see why, look.
That's why dudes go get them something young. If I'm gonna have to deal with some nonsense shit, I'm gonna deal with it from a young woman. Why would I have to deal with it from
nigga, we had that conversation at work today, yesterday, bro.
Come on, man.
We had that conversation at work yesterday. Nigga was like, yeah, gotta get you a young one. I said, God damn, boys, how you feel? Nigga, he reiterated, you gotta get you a young one. 20-year-old. I was like, God damn, boy. I was like, he's like, yeah, nigga be in here. Old head was talking to the youngster, right? And he was on the bench, like, putting his clothes on slow, right? It's time to go. He's like, man, what you doing, man? You acting like an old man. You acting like you older than me. He's like, oh, man, it's a little tired. He's like, man, go ahead, go get yourself, boy. And everybody chowing in after that. And I was like, nigga, just go to the gym. I'm like, what you do? I'll go to the gym, bro. You go to the gym after leaving here? Yeah. You already did 10 hours, yeah. You gotta exert it. I be telling motherfuckers, man, like, I be tired, low-key. I be tired. I still go.
Yeah, you have to push yourself. That's the only way you're going to get the results you want. You have to push yourself. That's the only way you're going to get there. That's the only way you see results. For real. Same way you see results, dude. So, yeah. I mean, you know. That's kind of how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Not being funny, that's what, yeah, that's how it goes. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. But, yeah. I say it, fuck it. People act like they want to say it. Y'all too fucking old to be a headache. They keep throwing stuff and hard and all that. No, it's not. You don't want peace. You true wake up and choose violence. Y'all too old to be a headache. That's why older men go date younger girls. It's like, oh, they only talk to them because so they can manipulate and control them. No, it's because they know how to get along, go along to get along. Go along to get along. The same
be,
way
men you gotta to be go active, along to get bro. Along. You gotta be active. Old bitches ain't active.
This is ridiculous, man.
Happy hoes ain't hating, and hating hoes ain't happy. Simple.
You too old to be a headache. Somebody got to tell them the truth, man.
I'm there.
Like, damn, oh, you too old to be a headache, man. What's that supposed to mean? You're too old to still be a headache. Sorry.
I can't believe these niggas. It is fucking 8:30 in the morning and y'all on the game. Oh my God. Calling niggas, like, what you gonna do? Get on the game, nigga. Get on the game.
It's ridiculous, dog. Like, it's sick. Like, I ain't gonna even.
So I shared a post about Sexy Red, right?
And I saw it.
And I was like, I shared this because I was like, I got most of my notes. But then I realized I understand why everybody like her though. I get it.
What do you think they like about her more?
Cause you know what? Cause she's supposed to be the American Nightmare. She's supposed to be every American Nightmare. Think about this. Look. It don't matter what it is. Take an athlete, entertainer, anything. All of them have to come from. Here's the old hype. Oh, they come from humble beginnings. They struggled, and then they got the fame. Right? That's it. The end result is they got the fame. No one talks about how many hours they was really, really trying to grind and everything. Mind you, she's been on her grind for a few years. She really has. She's been trash the whole time. But she's really been on her grind the whole year. And then she got somebody that was like, they like, we need something. Like they had a conversation. What's wrong with rap music? What do we hate about it? All right, cool. They got all the ingredients about it, right? Over-sexualization, stupidity, bad lyrical content. All right, you got all those ingredients. And then they put in the pot, they stir it up, and they pulled out her. They pulled her out of that pot. But nobody cares about that part. The fact is, oh, she getting her bag. That is like, that's the niggliest shit I've ever heard. And that's how everybody like it. Because a trash can made it to the top of the world.
So, that's a portion of it.
the only portion I need, though. It's only
portion. No, you can tell the whole story. You can't tell just part of it. That is the part of it. Hey, she came from nothing to something. So, that's always going to be the underdog story.
Yeah, but like I said, she sold her soul for fame. 30%. She sold her soul for fame.
No. She didn't. How she sell her soul when she's doing what she's already been doing, they just paying her to do it. That's the only difference. Yeah. This is who she really is. Yeah. You honestly believe she's different? No. Okay, so pause that. The real reason why their females are crusading behind her is sexual liberation.
That's not real. that's not a real thing.
Behind it. That's the real reason that they standing behind her.
That's not a real thing. That's not a real thing, though.
But to them, it is. To women, it is.
It's not because a real thing.
You get praised by other females for girls, dudes been doing it. You can sleep with whoever you want to sleep with. You get money. Yes. You a millionaire. That's all that bullshit. That's that feminine shit.
That's stupidity, bro. I had to explain it to my girl. I was like, you on that sexual liberation dumb shit. Oh, but we had it out. I'm like, wasn't real. Cause what do you get at the end of it? You're fighting a whole battle of dumbness, of mistakes. Like we got, I posted a sequence video, right? And the girl was like, she in the bathroom getting drunk. She's like, yeah, my little cousin's getting married. And I've had chlamydia twice. I'm in a toxic situation with my ex. And she said something else, right? And I was like, it's never they butters. It's never they ain't shit. It's always, oh, men just do me wrong type shit. And then my girl got on there and was like, she sent me my video, which I hate that shit with a passion. Oh, God, that bothers the fuck out of me. But she sent me the video. She was like, why do you always say this shit about her? She's been going hard. Oh, shut the fuck up, bro. Shut up, bro. I'll really be like, why? Leave me alone. I was like, my biggest issue when it comes to her and my content, you mad because this shit is hitting you. It's hitting you. A hit dog gonna holler and you hollering every fucking time. Every fucking time. I'll make a video close to your fucking pads. Here you come. Then I sent. Oh, did you look at the screenshot I sent you?
Which one?
Conversation. Me and her had.
Oh yeah, if you're talking about an old screenshot, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the one from yesterday.
Yeah, that's old. That was being. It's up. Yes, I saw the ones that you. I thought you on today.
No, when she was like, just tell me directly. I wasn't even talking about you. I wasn't even talking about you. I was talking to.
No, I didn't see that screenshot. I take that back.
I wasn't talking about her about a video I dropped.
Oh yeah, you told me about it though. Yeah. You're not talking.
But I'm not even talking about you. You always think I'm talking about you. I'm like, I don't even think about you like that.
Of course you think you're talking about it because the truth is. Why else would
right. That part. It can fit all it won't, but again, not talking about you. Not talking about you.
Yeah. So that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we being honest. No, I feel like if we being honest, it's that, like, they get mad, but grow up, man. You gotta grow up. Y'all know you are horrible.
People, creatures.
Y'all know y'all make shitty decisions. So why would you keep making the same poor decisions and get mad at me for calling it out? Why?
Mind you, I'm not even calling out your shit no more. It don't make no sense to call it out. I know you're not gonna switch up. So
yeah, like, you call it out. Trust me. you call it out. Don't lie to stuff like that. That goes back to this conversation we were just having about the girl, like this liberation shit. When you call it out, they sit here and give you the same bullshit excuse of, well, if women can do it, why can't, I mean, men can do it,
because we not the fucking same.
And that never made sense, right? Like, in your mind, you think, you like, why would that ever make sense? For y'all to, first of all, do one what men do. When y'all are women, y'all completely different, right?
Right. Well, I tell her all the time, I don't understand why y'all be trying to compare yourself to men. Because y'all not finna do the work. What the hell is this girl doing? Hold on, bro. I'm gonna call you back. I'm at the house and she's not answering. I'm gonna call you back.
Okay.
What it do? Fair boy in the building. First day back. Monday number one. First day back to work. Saturday. Sunday is Monday number two. First day of the pay period. And Monday number three. When all the people come back to work. That's when all the office people come back with something to prove. I realize that everybody's not going to get it, bro. Everybody's not supposed to get it. Everybody's not supposed to understand everything. And that's cool. Not even mad about that. I will say this, though. It's okay for you not to be that dream, not to be the person you envision in your mind. It's okay. That don't mean slack off. Just know it's a window of time of greatness if you miss the window. I got people I work with swerving down. They want the money. They want this. They want that. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I bet. And then they don't show up. Oh, man. Now, old me used to talk shit. Tell me, hey man, whatever. Nah, I'm cool with it. I know you don't want it. I know you just be talking. And I know you just want the conversation to keep going, keep flowing. And that's cool. That's cool. But in reality, that's a you thing. That is a you thing, and I'm okay with it being a you thing. Cause me, I'ma get it. I'ma get it. We just not on the same thing. And that's cool. Cash be thinking that we gotta be on the same level. We don't. We don't, bro. We don't. I'm telling you, we don't. You know why we don't? Cause we don't have the same dreams, we don't have the same passion, we don't have the same goal, we don't have the same vision. It's okay. Everybody see you doing something. Hey, man, I want to do that. I want to be a stand-up comedian really bad. I want to be actor really bad. And all the stand-up comedians, all the actors that I like, when they talk about their origin story, they do one thing I can't do. I went homeless. I went jobless. And comedy was my only bread and butter, and I lived off that. I can't do that. So, my dreams and what I want, I can't do it. I can't. I got people depending on me. I gotta hit this clock. I gotta make a sale. I gotta make a deal. I got to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I got 101 funny jokes on me at work. I got people, when I clock in at work, and when I go home, just to move in the conversation, I ain't got to do nothing. I just got to be there. And they move different. Like, hey, yo, cool. Right, what's the move? And I ain't going to do nothing. All right, cool. I'm just here with you. All right, cool. Talk about anything. Anything. Side note, my daughter Disney last night. I'm not going to lie. I cried myself to sleep. I cried myself to sleep. She had a rough day. She had a rough day, though. I took her to school late. She wanted to hang out with her friends. And I was just cool. She got home. And she went to sleep. She took a nap. And then she didn't wake up till later. I called her. I'm like, hey, what happened? Oh, we was tired. I'm like, so we just not going to do nothing? I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm good. I'll call you when I wake up. And she did. She did. That hurt my heart. I like hanging out with my kid. I do. I like seeing my kid. I like being around my kid. Nothing compares to that. Nothing compares to that. Like, for real. Nothing compares to that. You know? Especially, knowing, my daughter knows I got her. And it's not even a bragging thing. It's just what it is. It's just a fact. Like, oh, my dad got me. I'm not worried about nothing. She's just like, everybody, what does that mean? Like, my dad's going to take care of it. Or I see my dad and my dad's going to be like, all right, cool. All right, cool. And, I mean, she has a field trip coming up. And I'm like, all right, cool. So you need money or you want me chaperone? Chaperone. I said, okay. And it's one of the tourist spots in St. Louis. And, you know, I've told her, but she probably forgot. Her grandfather's going to be here that same day. So I'm like, it's like, cool, you know, I get to hang on her. And I think I'm going to take off the next day because I have a funeral to go to. But, telling her, I'm like, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. And she's like, I was letting you know. And it's on a Friday. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, you know, you said it's on Friday, you'll be there. And I'm like, you're right. I got you. She's always like that. And people around her, she people, she, you know, she communicates with me. She talks to me. Same thing. She love, you know, her daddy love her. Supposed to. It's my job. Tell her all the time. Like, when I came and got her from school yesterday, it's like, I didn't, like, I didn't want to ask you because I thought she'd be asleep. But I was. I've knocked out. I was. She's like, yeah, I kind of feel bad. I said, no. It's my job. It's part of the job. Every day is not roses and sunshine. Sometimes you got to do some things you don't want to do. That's part of the job. She's like, you're not mad? I get to see you early. I get to see you two times. You don't ass up on that. Smile. And then she got the car. I realize how much I like being a dad. I realize how much, when I was in that position, you know, man, boyfriend, and father at the same time, it sucked. It sucked heavy. Like, it never sucked to the point where I want to quit. It always sucked to the point where I want to just be better. And then, what I thought I knew what was. When I thought I was going to do better, I figured out better, you know, it just on the line, and it is. But when it came to the dad part, you really don't have to do nothing. Like, that's the thing when it comes to, how it used to be. It's not how it used to be, but how it used to be is becoming for. Dads do a lot of work in relation and the parenting work. And we don't get no credit for it. And you know, it's annoying. And that's why a lot of dudes don't want to be there for their kid. Now, I'm going to tell you this. 80% of that is the female. 80% of that is the female. 20% is the kid. I'm telling you this. If he quit on the job of being a dad, 80% was her. 20% was the kid. Now, if he's active in the kid's life, wholeheartedly, it's 80% the kid. 80% the kid. He got something to prove. He want to just do. He don't want to be like his dad. He want to be better than his dad. He understand that the kids need a dad. That them three, that's the push. You know, I fought everything not to be like my dad, just to be just like my father, and to be better than. Not my words, but other words. My dad told me raising girls is harder than boys. And then he's like, and when I say hard, I mean, having a son, you know, in the time, the era that he had a son, it was like easy mode. It just was easy mode. And then, you see it like now, girls are horrible. Girls are horrible. Horrible, yo. My daughters, with an S, spoiled. The mother called me last night telling me some bullshit as usual. I had to communicate with them. And they already know the deal. That's crazy. Like, y'all think y'all kids don't know y'all full of shit. You are sadly mistaken. They'll know you full of shit before they notice some fake love shit. And that's sad in today's era. But, and let me get this. All right, cool. I sent my daughter, my one daughter asked for $10 and my other daughter some money too. All like, you gonna ask? Just go ahead, here, have it. You know, you do whatever you wanna do, here, have it. You know, I'm gonna make sure you're straight. I do. It's my guy. Daughter wants some freaking Air Jordan Retro 4 GS white Oreo shoes. I am not a sneakerhead. I don't want to be a sneakerhead. I don't like sneakers like that. That's just how I am. But in the same breath of what it is, so what? I don't want it. My daughter, my son, my oldest two kids, sneakerhead. They will ask me, like, I need a pair of shoes. All right, cool. We can go to the store. All right, cool. $100. Like, $100. At the most, $100. I get work boots off Amazon. They don't cost $100. Now, my Timberlands, they do. They work. I might order me another pair of six weeks for Amazon. I got a nice pair in my back. Anyway, I got them. You know, it's a big event for her. She get to be a girl to girl. Hey, I got you. It wasn't no negotiation. It wasn't no, baby, times are tough. I got you. My son the same way. Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you only get better with having life when you do right by those who are supposed to do right by. With no alternative motives. And I'm like, to have alternative motives with kids is crazy. But then again, I'm a guy, not a woman, and I'm a father, not a mother. It's crazy. I have no alternative motives with my kids. My kid, hey, I got you. Now, I will say this, I get a bonus motive. I don't get an ulterior motive. My son asked me to figure out something. All right, give me a minute. I'll think about it. Text him back. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. How you figure out something? Not hard, bro. It's not hard. So, but, yeah. I don't know. That's what's going on right now. That drive to work, mine is long. At least 40 minutes. 45. At least 40 minutes drive. But drive to work, really be thinking about stuff. That's all I know. I'm just thinking out loud, man. Just thinking out loud. I think I paid too much on one credit card. I got another credit card. I'm trying to figure out how the hell that's got money off of it and everything else. I pay my one credit card off and get rid of it. I don't even like that.